This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. At the White House on Tuesday, U.S. President Joe Biden announced ordering heavy financial sanctions against Russian banks and oligarchs, declaring that Moscow has flagrantly violated international law by invading Ukraine.
This is the beginning of a Russian invasion of Ukraine, as he indicated and asked permission to be able to do from his Duma. So let's begin to I'm going to begin to impose sanctions in response, far beyond the steps we and our allies and partners implemented in 2014.
The U.S. president said he was also moving additional U.S. troops to the Baltic state on NATO's eastern flank.
We're implementing full blocking sanctions on two large Russian financial institutions, VEB and their military bank. We're implementing comprehensive sanctions on Russian sovereign debt. That means we've cut off Russia's government from Western financing. It can no longer raise money from the West and cannot trade in its new debt on our markets or European markets either. Starting tomorrow and continuing in the days ahead, we'll also impose sanctions on Russia's elites and their family members.
Biden joined the 27 European Union members who unanimously agreed on Tuesday to levy their own initial set of sanctions targeting Russian officials over their actions in Ukraine. Russian lawmakers on Tuesday gave Putin the green light to deploy forces abroad, paving the way for the Russian leader to send troops into Ukraine despite the fierce global backlash. The unanimous approval by Russia's upper house allows Putin to deploy so-called peacekeepers to two breakaway Ukrainian regions now recognized by